Everyone, welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is, in real time, mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord is helping people grow all around us. There are many people who love God, and they seek Him to know Him. And I want to point out that difference. It's not fair to let the world, people in the world, believe that God is dead. And He's alive in His people. And He helps us succeed in life. When you look out and see a family that's thriving and you see them going to church, they're learning about the Lord. And it makes a huge difference in their lives. Now, anybody can have a success story if they'll just listen to the principles of God. And if you get saved and believe on Jesus and live by the principles of God, your life will succeed. And it will get better and better. And you'll be better off. It's very important for this process to happen for us. And then I want to get rid of dead beliefs, though. Sometimes people are living with wrong concepts of who God is. And that causes divisive trouble. If you believe that the Lord sent a problem in your life to teach you something, then you don't fight it like you should. Well, problems don't come from God. I went to a church that taught things like that. They taught that, you know, if the trouble come to make you grow. So one day, I thought about it, some things don't sit right with you. It just don't sit good in your heart. So I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, do you send people trouble to make them grow? And He said to me, this is how He answered me right then. He said, problems come from lack of knowledge, other people's lack of knowledge, and Satan. It comes from Satan, lack of knowledge on your part, and other people's lack of knowledge. That's where all your problems originate. Ultimately from Satan, then lack of knowledge, and other people's lack of knowledge. So the knowledge that you lack, you're going to have problems. Satan will, he'll play games with people, and they won't know God as He is. The Word of God reveals God as He really is. And so to help people have a firmer understanding of what God is doing, and this went on for centuries and thousands of years until Jesus came. When Jesus came, He represented the Father. And He showed everybody what God was like. And people were able to go forward and not backwards. They were able to succeed and not fail. Now, you may, failure to us is when we may not have enough money, our relationships fall apart, we have a job we don't like, we consider those things as failures. But ultimately, failure is not knowing God. And through Jesus Christ. But when you do, you still have these same old problems that you had before you met Jesus until you learn His principles and do them. Now, all Christians don't learn. Some Christians are satisfied with not learning. And they believe that they are right or okay as things that they work a job they don't like. They don't make enough money to buy the things they really want. They always buy a car that they can barely afford. And it is not their dream. At some point in your life, it's a good thing to receive the things that really make you, that you really desire. Some people desire to have, to play sports or ride a motorcycle or swim. They want that in their schedule. But they feel like they got to work two jobs and they can't ever do the things they really like doing anymore. But see, if you include the wisdom of God, the Lord will show you how to incorporate in your life, the way you want things to be, and He'll show you how to do it. And you may have to go and learn another career, or you may be suited for one already, and you just don't know it. One day, the Lord was dealing with me about stuff like that. He said, "Tell my people to pray for the best work situation that they're suited for." So take that wisdom upon yourself. Pray for the best work situation that you're suited for. It could be a business. It could be, sometimes you qualify. You're fit like a hand in a glove. at the right company. But you just don't know where they are, and they don't know where you are. But the Lord can connect you to them. If you're working a job you don't like, that puts unnecessary stress on you. It may be a good job, you may be paying your bills, but you don't like it. The Lord can show you how to make adjustments. If you can tolerate the job, and you know, ask God, always use a good attitude. Keep a good attitude. Keep a good demeanor. Don't let the job stress you out to the point that you're aggravated. Now let's move on. See, that's the ways of God, and people don't know this. They think, well, God, I'm suffering for God. God don't want you to suffer. He wants you to live and thrive in this life and do some of the things you like doing. And take Jesus with you. Represent him wherever you are, whatever job you work. Now let's focus in on the things of God. Before we go any further, let's look at 2 Peter chapter 2. Now, none of these things I'm saying is without a fight. You're going to have to learn to fight the enemy, and don't let him restrict your life. Don't let him tell you who God, don't let the devil tell you who God is, because he's going to tell you a lie against God so that you won't get saved, so that you won't know him for yourself. And sometimes the enemy is that way. He uses accusations, and he tell you how Christian people are. He tell you how preachers are. He give you false information. And then you stay stuck. You stuck then. You can't go any further, and you can't learn how to defeat Satan listening to concepts of the world system that Satan started. And you can't learn who God is trusting religions that Satan started. Every religion, hear me good, and I mean this. Every religion, all of them, that don't go to the Father through Jesus Christ is a lie. It's corrupt, and it's something that man and Satan put together, and it can't help you. And if you trust it, you'll die with it. That's not, isn't it easier to say all of them, or just I can pick them all out? But every one of them that don't look to Jesus as your Savior, that it's an antichrist religion. All of them, even Judaism that don't look to Jesus is no good. Judaism without Jesus is nothing. But real Judaism looks to Jesus. See, the people that wanted Jesus dead, he came to his own, they received him not. And then they tried to stop what he was doing, even after it was proven to be of God. He went about doing good, and they tried to stop it. Now, that's what these broadcasts are designed to do, show you the real truth. And this is not new. This is something that's been going on a long time. 2 Peter is a book, it's a chapter that deals with false prophets. It says, verse 1 says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, wrong teaching, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. So it's not fair to tell people that every preacher is of God. Just the ones that love him are of God. But the ones that get in strife and they become whoremongers and they lie to get, you know, they think that preaching is an easy way to make money. You'll know them by their fruit. But that's why it's so important to pay attention to the Holy Spirit. He will guide you and not let you get sucked into the vacuum of the world. If you listen to him, learn to follow the peace. When you go and you feel the peace of God and what they're saying works, and when you study and pray, you're learning the similar things that they're teaching, or you're getting confirmations. Now you know where your church home is. And they're going to tell you right. They don't care if you get mad. I like churches that tell me when I'm wrong, because I don't want to be wrong. I want to be godly. I don't want to be Satan-like. I don't want nobody to tell me I'm all right with God and I'm on my way to hell. That don't make sense. Makes no sense. Verse 2. Now watch verse 2. It says, and many shall follow their pernicious ways by reason of whom. And the reason they follow them, is because the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. I'm going to read it again. Men shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. The way of truth, not the ways of truth, the way of truth. They're following the ways of Satan, because the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they, the false prophets or false teachers, with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingers not, and their damnation slumbers not. Now watch this. I've seen this. When people are false, when they're false and they're into something they shouldn't be, and then the truth come around, they always get nervous. And they automatically don't like people of truth. If you open your eyes, you'll see it. If you ask God to show it to you, he'll reveal it. When the Lord revealed things to you, it's for your protection. And you see, if you have children, you're not only obligated to protect you, you got to protect your children. Why would you let your children get sucked up into a false religion, a false situation, false understanding, and corruption? God will hold you accountable. You need to teach, you need to suffer your children to learn of God. And you need to live the life of God before them. And you need to have fun in your life too. My cousin told me something that helped wake me up. He said, man, I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't want to live like you. You work all the time. You work too much. And then you serve God, but you work too much. I wouldn't want to do like you. And I said, man, I appreciate that. I really didn't take breaks. I didn't mean to be that way, but that's what happened. All right, verse 4 says, God is so good. If God spared not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness and to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah and the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemning them with an overflow, making them an example unto those that should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. See, God loves us. People that love the world are out there, and God would judge it. Don't think he won't. Now, he delivered Lot. He was vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. But God overthrew the things that would destroy us. See, the sin always spreads out, so God had to do something about it. I'm saying these things because this is what you're going to run into. And as we go forward, I got to show you that men will follow the wrong things by reason, because the way of truth is evil spoken of. So there's no need to get sucked up into that vacuum, that evil vacuum of the world. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. And there's much more to the broadcast than the first 15 minutes. Everything on newlivingletters.com is free. This broadcast is on there in real time, and every broadcast since 2016 is on that website. And you'll download it to your device, your phone or laptop or computer or iPad, and it'll be there till you remove it. So if something happens to the web, the more files you receive, you'll still have them if something happens to the internet. Now, let's go forward. God loves his people. That's the thing. He wants to be revealed as he is, not the lies that people will say against him. And if you start following God and doing what Jesus said do, people are going to start throwing mud at you as well. They're going to lie on you because you love God. That's part of it, but it means nothing. Now, When you stand strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, then you live a life that God can bless. Now, as I read about what Jesus did, I want you to notice all the opposition that he faced And I also want you to notice how he went about representing the heart of God's will towards man, and how he blessed those that heard him. He equipped them to do what he did, and better works than what he was doing did they do. Now let's look at Luke chapter 6. And it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first that he went through the cornfields, and his disciples plucked the ears of corn and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. Now watch this now. They're not breaking the law at all. They're doing good. This is the Sabbath day. And watch what happens. And certain of the Pharisees said unto them, why do you that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day? See, people with cold religion always miss the point. They say they love God, but they really love praise. They love power, you know. And Jesus answering them said, have ye not read so much as this, what David did when himself was hungry, and they which were with him, how he went into the house of God and did take of the show and eat the showbread, and gave also to them that were with him, which it is not lawful to eat but for the priest alone. Now in the law of Moses, the showbread represented Jesus, and only the priest was supposed to partake of it. Now in the law, in Exodus or Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Numbers, there are many things written, and it'll explain this more perfectly. But see, they knew what the showbread was for. But watch what happened. Verse 5, and he said unto them, that the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath, that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. See, David wasn't wrong for eating the showbread, and it helped him survive. God led him there. But they missed the point because they don't know God. And then on the Sabbath day, Jesus is going to clear some more things up. All right, verse 6 again. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. Now watch this. And the scribes are those who write the scriptures. You know, they write scriptures so people can read it. They copy it, you know. They didn't have copy machine. They had people sign to do this. And they were scribes. And the Pharisees watched him whether he would heal on the Sabbath day. And they might find an accusation against him. Now, why were these cold religious people? They're cold-blooded, just like a serpent. They don't love God. Why would they be trying to find an accusation against Jesus? It's no different than evil men today. There will always be evil men until Jesus come and set up his kingdom. All right? So they're looking for an accusation. And these are the people who are supposed to be representing God. These were the preachers of the day. But they're trying to find an accusation against him. Let's continue. Verse 8. But he knew their thoughts and said to the man which had the withered hand, rise up and stand forth in the midst. And he arose and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil? To save life or to destroy it? And looking around about them, and looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, stretch forth thy hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored, whole as the other. And they were filled with madness, and communed one with another what they might do to Jesus. They didn't rejoice that a brother got healed. They wanted to find a way to do evil against Jesus. They were filled with madness and communed one with another what they might do to Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that he went out unto a mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God. See, this is what I mean when I say, don't do things in your strength. Do things in the strength of the Lord. Go and spend time with the Lord in prayer. Don't go out and do ministry work without prayer. Go and talk to the Lord. Let him guide you in this. When the Lord sanctions you for something and he tell you what to do, it's going to work. And sometimes people just decide, I'm going to do something good. And then they pray and ask God to bless it. Now that may or may not work, but it's not perfectly thought out. You have to, if you receive the prompting of the Holy Spirit, that's when it's going to work. But if you're just doing something because somebody told you to do it, it might work, it might not. But it won't be perfect. Somebody might get healed or blessed, but it still won't be perfect. You need to spend time in God's presence, and things will work out a whole lot better. But Jesus, he continued all night in prayer to God. He spent time with his Father. And he did. Everything Jesus did is a model of what we do. He did it as we would do it. He did it as a man. All right, verse 13. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles. Now watch this, verse 14. Simon, whom he also named Peter, Andrew, his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, Judas, the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, which also was the traitor. Now, he chose Judas. He wanted us to know a person can come into the church, be taught by the pastor, be loved by everybody, and work the same miracles as everybody else, and end up a traitor. Pay attention to what God is showing us. Sometimes there can be a traitor in the bunch. And he came down with them and stood in the plain in the company of his disciples. And a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. Now that's a blessing right there. The multitude sought to touch him, for they were hungry for the word of God, the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, and healing. And for there went out virtue out of him and healed them all. That's the heart of God's will to us. That's what God is trying to do. But he can't always heal everybody because everybody won't believe him. And they're taught wrong and they don't believe right. But anybody that can take God at his word, they can get healed, blessed, whatever situation they got can be changed. All right. And people don't know this because, God didn't just send us out there. The devil sent false prophets and false teachers out there too. And they have influence. All right. And verse 20. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Now imagine that. You standing there and virtue went out. Whatever illness you had, it got healed. Then Jesus started teaching what God has to say. All the things he said, well, they are relevant today for you and me. Verse 20 says, and he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. All this happens. I'm going to read verse 22 again. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you And when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil, for the Son of Man's sake, for Jesus' sake. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy, verse 23. For behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. You know, one day we're going to be able to, in heaven, to go and meet the people we read about. They are alive and waiting on us to come up there. They're part of the cloud of witnesses. See, people want to know, when is the tribulation going to come? Our life includes a tribulation with it. Not from God, but from the world system, the pushback.